Ever seen a dog chase a squirrel up a tree? Scroll down and see a video that is just like that but on a much larger scale. It's an incredible sight. Two large bears have escaped from a pack of wolves by climbing a tree. One bear makes its way down the trunk and attempts to walk off, but it is immediately joined by at least two wolves who chase it back up the tree. All about wolves. Wolves are nearly always at the top of the food chain and are accomplished predators. There are many distinct subspecies, but they all live as packs which contain anything between 4 and 30 individuals. They are in the same family as domestic dogs and coyotes. You can usually spot a wolf from its pointed ears, elongated snout, and bushy tail. They weigh up to 160 pounds and can be up to 6 feet in length. Hunting as a pack, they can target large hoofed animals like deer and elk. However, they will also eat smaller prey such as rabbits, mice, and beavers. Wolves and bears. So, what is the deal between wolves and bears? On the face of it, a bear looks a bit too large for a wolf to tackle, so you'd think that they'd leave them alone. Also, you'd think that bears would have nothing to fear from a wolf and would simply ignore this smaller animal. So, why are these two bears cowering up a tree when they are faced with a group of wolves? We are not told where this particular clip was filmed, but we can get some insights from the Yellowstone National Park Service, who have investigated interactions between bears and wolves. According to these experts, black bears, grizzly bears, and gray wolves have coexisted in much of the same range throughout large parts of North America in the past. Most of the time, they avoid each other. However, there are many variables that dictate how the encounter will play out. The age and sex of all the animals involved is important, as is the reproductive status. Some animals become much more aggressive if prey is sparse and they are hungry. The number of animals involved in the encounter is also important. Animals learn from their experiences, and their previous encounters with each other will affect how they behave when they meet that species again. Perhaps these bears had suffered a previous adverse experience with wolves, and that is why they are now hiding up a tree?